paraphrase another beloved writer, Louisa May Alcott, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without any presents that were really, really hard to find. Commentator Carol Spindell remembers one in particular.
In 1996, the hot present was a snazzy new video game player, the Nintendo 64. I had always barred video games from our house. But my son, at 11, too old for Legos, seemed at a loss that winter. He spent hours alone in his room practicing magic tricks. My husband and I decided maybe it was time to capitulate. An ad promised that one store still had them. Gleefully, I carried my prize, my contraband, to the checkout. 3 weeks later, my son announced, "I know what I want for Christmas. A straitjacket. There are two kinds, gimmicked and ungimmicked. I want ungimmicked." "You want what?" "It's important to get the right kind. Gimmicked means the straitjacket's been fixed to get out of easily. Ungimmicked is the real kind." I went to the magic shop where my son hung out on Saturday afternoons. "Nick wants a straitjacket for Christmas. Is this a good idea?" I asked the magician who owned the shop. He looked off into the distance for a moment. "I'll tell you something. Getting out of a straitjacket is a religious experience." "But I already bought him a Nintendo 64. "You did?" The magician also had a son, and predictably, his kid wasn't interested in magic. "Maybe we should do a trade." I said I'd think it over. "There's only one thing I want for Christmas," my son reminded me. "If you got me a Nintendo 64, you can just return it." He put his Christmas list on the refrigerator next to his sister's. It had only one word on it. On Christmas morning, he opened the large flat box under the tree with his name on it and pulled out the straitjacket. "Buckle me up," he said confidently, crossing his arms in front of him. Finally, he wrenched it over his head, still fastened. On his face was a look of quiet satisfaction. It wasn't the hot present. But that Christmas, the straitjacket was a little bit of magic, ungimmicked.
The comments of Carol Spindell, whose most recent book is Dancing at Halftime, Sports and the Controversy Over American Indian Mascots. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.